Making a difference in Iraq, I'm Paul McKillops. A Friday night fish fry dinner in the United States might feature catfish, walleye, or freshwater perch with a side of slaw and some French fries, but not in Iraq.
They eat grass carp primarily, and they also have silver carp that they eat.
U.S. Navy Captain Hank Damiraki is leading the charge to revitalize fish ponds across this war-torn country. They're using an incredibly successful Jordanian model as the blueprint to fix Iraq's declining fish production.
It takes 41 days for the Jordanians to grow a fish, and it takes the Iraqis 9 months to grow fish.
Iraqi fish ponds are too big.
They're giant ponds, almost like small lakes. They drain the water off either the Euphrates River or the Tigris River, and they put them in these ponds, and they just grow fish without aerating them, without much care to them.
Wind blowing across the water is the only source of aeration, and the food contains only a 10% blend of protein.
It's very, very low protein on them. The food pellets that you see in Jordan look like Cocoa Puffs, and they're full of the right minerals and protein. The fish food here in Iraq is like sawdust.
Pound for pound, fish is cheaper than poultry, beef, or lamb out here and serves as an important part of the Iraqi diet. And even though Iraqis prefer carp, this recipe for success has a distinct American flavor.
Where do you get the funds to make these changes and improvements in the country?
Primarily two ways. There's USAID provides funding. A large part of it comes from the called CERT money. That's commander's special money set aside for emergency relief. Iraqis do provide some money every once in a while, but primarily it's U.S. dollars.
With the State Department's Public Affairs Go team in Iraq, I'm Paul McKillops.